This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm going to tell you up front, there's no way I can get to everything that is happening in just the crazy world. If you narrowed it down to one place in the country, California, Massachusetts, whatever, one state, maybe even one city, I could not get to all the news I need to deliver to you. There's no way. Let me tell you why. Because we have the national level. We have Donald Trump who passed some LGBT legislation. And there's a story I could share with you that's going to blow your mind. In fact, I will. Bernie Sanders declared he's going to run for president. He's a socialist. The president tweeted it out that he is full-blown socialist, but he's running as a Democrat. And he then goes and says, hey, we got to look at people not by their, you know, race and creed and all this. And the backlash that's happening to Sanders is, quite frankly, very laughable. But congratulations to leftists, and that's what it is. We have an ISIS bride who wants to come home, and a woman who went to marry men with ISIS, and now she's fighting to get back into the country. And she says, well, you know, I haven't been radicalized. I'm not radical anymore. Well, how do we believe her? We've got Liam Neeson, who couldn't even appear at his something, some Holly weirdo event, because he actually told a story of redemption where he talked about, I wanted to, you know, I guess a friend of his got raped by a black guy or something, and he hated black guys for a while, and he wanted to find somebody that would, you know, antagonize him. Hasn't anybody had an experience like that? I don't know whether it was a black, maybe it was just a guy, you know, women who said, oh, you raped my friend, and they wanted to hurt men. Or, you know, women, a man who said, you know what, you did this to my the father of my kid, or, you know, I mean, my brother, and accused him of being a pedophile, and I wish I could have just choked her, you know, things like that. People have done this. They call, what do they call it? Something like a utterance. It's a, there's a clinical term for it. It doesn't mean you want to do it necessarily. But Liam Neeson is telling the story in an act of redemption, saying, you know what, I learned from it. It made me understand the primal urges inside of me that I needed to learn how to control that. And he can't go to his event. So we have that. We still got the Smollett case that's overlapping all of this, which, by the way, I'm not letting it go. It over the weekend, that thing's developed into some crazy stuff. And so that's why I'm covering that today. And we've got children meeting with Feinstein who want to talk about the new Green Deal. By the way, I was completely wrong on Ocasio-Cortez. I thought they were going to shut this girl up, but they haven't. They've let her go. And my theory is they're letting her go because they're giving her the rope long enough to hang herself. And I could go on. We got the Mueller report that's due to come out this week, and we already know what it says. Well, I've been telling you for the better part. Well, I've been telling you since it started. There's nothing there. I know what guilty people look like. I know how they feel. I know their body language. You know what Donald Trump is saying? I'm boss. I'm boss. He when he said, look, you go after whoever you want. If you need to access to anybody in my organization, in my administration, go for it. Because I'm going to tell you what, nothing's going to point back to me. And where are we? Where are we? You know what? Adam Schiff, he's back in the news. You want to know what Adam Schiff wants to do? He wants to figure something else out because he ain't getting Donald Trump on Russian collusion, which brings us back to the beginning. You know, what's that? This, which brings us back to Doe. Do, re, mi. I mean, I'm just telling you, there's nothing else. Yet they, what do these guys have? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. I haven't even touched on a fraction of the craziness that's going on in the world. I could take the rest of this segment and just read you headlines and you would be going, what? Kevin, now you're lying. What? You're lying. You got, what? It would just be headline after headline after headline after headline. You want me to give you one? There was one, what was it? The trade war. I'm going to talk about the trade war. Here's a trade war, and I'm going to blow this up so I can see it. 27.5 million tons of U.S. soybeans expected to go unsold this year as a direct consequence of the trade war. That's what Business Insider said. Here's CNN. A Trump trade war with Europe would hurt the transatlantic relationship. These are the first two things that are going on in a trade war. But you know what they won't tell you about the trade war? Donald Trump is winning it. He's winning it. In fact, here, let me just find this real quick. Donald Trump in the trade war, they said a final agreement to end the trade war in which Washington has levied taxes on $250 billion of Chinese goods, prompting Beijing to retaliate with tariffs of $110 billion on United States imports. So, for those of you who are doing the math, and I know there are some leftists that don't have brains anymore, but $250 billion minus $110 billion is $140 billion surplus to the United States. So, in this little snippet of the, quote, trade war, which, for the record, we've been in since for decades, and nobody's addressed. We've been getting our butts kicked in the trade war. We just got $140 billion annually back in one move. And suddenly, you know what the Chinese are saying? We believe we're going to resolve this. Now, I've talked about this. The Chinese have already said, look, we want to eradicate our trade deficit with you over the next, they said, by 2024, even Stephen. Now, let me just point this out. I pointed it out before. If Donald Trump evens out the trade war and we go to zero, we've still gotten our butts kicked. Because for decades, China has had anywhere from a $200 billion plus surplus with us. So for the sake of discussion, let's just make it two decades, $200 billion per decade. $4 trillion into their economy. Now, over those 20 years, go compare that to the GDP of any country below the top 20. And what that means is our trade deficit with China alone is enough to operate entire countries. And nobody wants to address it. And they want to say that we're losing it. Trump says, we will have this done. What he's saying is, not only am I going to have it done, I'm going to have it resolved. And that will be the end. And meanwhile, you know what they're reporting about? We didn't sell enough soybeans to the Chinese. Well, funny thing that happened. The Chinese have said they're going to take billions and billions of metric tons of our, whatever, I don't know how many, but they're going to take a lot of metric tons of our soybeans. So Donald Trump fixed the problem, wiped his hands of it, end of story. I will save Carrier, and I won't use a magic wand. So that's just a little bit to understand what's going on in the world, the craziness. And I'm telling you, we got a load of crazy. We got women in prison for, you know, I talked about this story. The lady, they went to prison because she tweeted to her boy or texted her boyfriend, kill yourself. I don't care. Because a little millennial eunuch couldn't handle it. Couldn't handle the pain. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me. It's Kevin Jackson you're listening to. We got more to talk about, including some other stuff.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
How you feeling?
Better than I deserve.
You feel better today?
I'm getting there.
Yeah.
I had to come in for this. This mattered.
Yeah, it did matter. And, you know, you were talking about this bond proffer. I mean, Chris.
I don't know how his lawyers read that and were okay putting out the statement that he had them put out. I don't know. They get off saying that the police are doing some disservice to Smollett. Unless this is the biggest fabrication, not just in Chicago, but in the nation's history of policing, this guy's got big problems.
That's Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo lamenting the Jussie Smollett story, which only gets worse and worse and worse. I don't even know where you go from here. I'm serious. I could talk about this story because it's got such big picture implications. Oh my goodness, this is fun. It's a fun subject for me because we are now victims, and this bugs the left to a degree that you guys don't understand. It bugs them. They don't know how to handle this. Oh man, welcome to back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I want to finish playing the rest of that clip because they are just perplexed over the Smollett situation. And how can he continue the lie?
Chicago police the department has a long history of doing some things right, but a lot of things wrong.
Mm-hmm.
This case is so high profile. There appears to be from this so much evidence that it's hard to see how this would indeed be a setup. And I'm going to explain why. Again, you have to give everybody the benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. There is a justice system, a legal system in our country. But when you look at this, it just floors you.
Look, I mean, if you just start with the basic idea of two Nigerian brothers putting on MAGA hats and beating the guy up, that was always a little far-fetched.
Well, it wasn't MAGA hats. He never said MAGA hats.
Right,
but
that was the implication, right? And they said MAGA country.
Well, white guys.
You know, so, look, unless...
A lot of coincidences.
Unless, I can't even qualify. To be honest, look, if I wind up being wrong on this, I'm wrong, but... I've never read a more damning proffer on something than this is. So, look, if he made it up, he's going to have to justify it. DL had good advice for him. You know, if you screwed up and did this, own it. You want to say why you did it this way? Do that. But you're not helping the cause. I'll tell you that right now. There's a lot of truth that's going to get covered up by one untruth.
I'm similar to DL. I say if it is true, confess, throw yourself in the mercy of the court. And of the people, and then see where that leads you.
Oh, that sick realization that you've been hoodwinked, that you fell for it. Oh my gosh, these people are—they are beyond themselves. They truly don't know what to do. And we have to take advantage of this. You know, this is an opportunity to show the left exactly who they are. At a massive scale. And I'm going to keep reminding you of this. When this story broke, I had people talking, sending me things like, Kevin, what's the big deal? I don't care. You know, it's a little story. No, it isn't. I knew it was a huge story. I said, guys, this is a big story. This has the potential to blow up because it's such a big, it was such an obvious lie that I knew the conclusion. And I don't want to say I get it right all the time, because as I told you guys, I missed it with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, because I said she was going to have to get shut down. But she's still out there running her mouth. But that's another good thing, because let me tell you where it ends up. It ends up with the Democrats looking like the most radical, crazy group of people out there. I don't know who's orchestrating keeping her in the news, but congratulations, because I guarantee you, leadership... The Pelosi's and the Schumer's of the Democratic Party want her shut up. I mean, I would check my brakes if I were her. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I would make sure, what's his name, the dude that hit Nancy Kerrigan in the knees that Tanya Harding hired? Galugi? Yeah. I would make sure Galugi isn't running around with a bat ready to hit her in the knees, because I'm telling you, they want to shut this girl down. Everything she does is abject stupidity. But yeah, so I want to really concentrate on this because the left are reeling over it, and it's some interesting developments have come out of this. Yeah, the rift with the Democrats is showing in this. So many things are covered in this. You get what I'm saying? It has black issues. It has gay issues. It has character. Trevor Noah made something like, "Oh, at least now they're judging. They're not judging Jesse by the color of his skin or his sexuality, and they're judging him by the content of his character." He's mocking us, is what Trevor Noah did. And I said to Trevor Noah, "You know what, you comedic hack? Let me tell you something. What Jesse Smollett did was he showcased the exact content of the leftist character. That's what he did, and that's what bothers him so much. This thing is rocking their world." Don Lemon said something else that's interesting, and I'm going to play another quote from him. And I'm just going to warn you guys now, I'm going to interweave some other stuff this hour, but I'm going to concentrate on this story because it has big implications about what's going on in the political world. So here's Lemon talking about Smollett again, and he says something really interesting. See if you catch it.
A good lawyer can get you out just about anything, right? Or reduce whatever it is that you're going to suffer. In the court of public opinion, Jussie has lost. He's right. Lost the fight in the court of public opinion.
Yeah.
And that's where his battle is. Whether legally, if he has to go, whatever he has to serve, if it's jail time, if he has to do probation, if he has to pay, whatever. But in the court of public opinion,
it matters.
It matters. And he lost that because of how, and not his fault, maybe people were, I don't know what they were saying to him, how maybe because of his representatives, who knows?
I don't know.
But it was handled poorly.
I don't know if it's not his fault, Don.
You think it's his fault? You think he was doing what he wanted?
Well, he went out and he gave the interview. So understand this. Now, let's talk from a defense perspective. There's two things to think about. Number one is the law and whether it makes sense legally to be out there speaking and everything else. From that perspective, it's damning. All those things you heard him say on TV are going to be played in a courtroom in the event this goes to trial. It's going to crush him. Now, from a public relations imperative, your people say, oh, get in front of the cameras, express what happened, show some real anger, show some this, that, the other. The fact is that works from a public relations perspective, but it doesn't work in this perspective.
It doesn't work. And listen, again, I want you to say, I have nothing but the utmost respect for my friends at ABC and other things. Right. They and Robin did a terrific job on that interview. I'm just talking about how you respond to this sort of crisis. That doesn't really work anymore, and I think that that is old school.
That wasn't the clip I was looking for. So let me explain. But anyway, now Lemon's talking about losing the battle in the court of public opinion, meaning he's a liar and people know it now. There isn't any conjecture over whether he's a liar. He's a liar. The preponderance of evidence is clear. What Don Lemon said in another clip, that if you guys can find that, I'd appreciate it. But he says, you know what? You know who knew immediately that was not, this was not the case, that Jesse was lying? Black gay people called him out immediately. Now, for y'all that are saying, Kevin, you called him out immediately. Don't be implying something. No. I'm the president of the Not Gay Movement, the NGMW. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is on his way to Hanoi, Vietnam for his second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The president's son, Donald Trump Jr., tells Fox News he believes his father is going to do what he does best.
He's going to negotiate for the American people. I mean, you know, he's made incredible strides and progress in terms of just eliminating some of this nuclear proliferation, the testing that's been going on.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House will vote on Tuesday on a resolution aimed at blocking President Trump's national emergency declaration at the southern border.
To let the executive branch get
get away with this assault on the Constitution, we would be delinquent in our duty to the oath of office that we take.
The bill is likely to pass in the Democratic-led House, but fail in the Republican-led Senate. The NTSB says a second body has been recovered after an Amazon Prime air cargo jet nosedived into waters just off the Houston shore yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morning Star Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And how do justice smell up? How do we make sense of the situation?
I don't think we can at this point make sense of it. There's still some questions that we have, some answers that have to be given. He's a friend. He was at my office. We marched in a pride parade together. He introduced me at Black Girls Rock, and so I believed him when I heard about it. I still don't know all of the details. I'm waiting for the final results of all of this. If, in fact, it's a hoax, of course I would be disappointed. But I'm just hopeful that whatever goes on, and if he finds that he's in trouble, that his life will be changed, then he has to redo it all over again.
That, of course, was Maxine Waters saying, I don't think we can make sense of the Jesse's situation. Jesse, he's a friend of mine. I've been to many rallies with him. I mean, it's funny to listen. What are you talking about? You can't make sense of the situation. Kevin Jackson can make sense of the situation. Welcome, everybody. That's who you're listening to. Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I can make total sense of the situation. Yes. Jussie Smollett is a liar. Jussie Smollett, people like Maxine Waters, Barack Obama, LeBron James, most of Hollyweird, and a host of other people, jumped. Here's what's funny about this. They didn't jump to the idea that he was correct. They jumped on the idea that they wanted it to be Trump people running around Chicago beating up black gay folks, because they all knew this clown was lying. 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a call. They knew Smollett was a liar. A lying scumbag is what he is. A lying skank. Yeah. And so they jumped on the bandwagon, jumped to conclusions, because they believed what they wanted to believe about us. They knew he was lying, but I want you to understand the powerful nature of anti-Trumpism, of anti-conservatism. They know he's lying, but they still want to believe the lie. So they jumped on it. And that's what they're having to reconcile. Because they're going, we knew he was lying. I mean, it's like I knew he was. Have you ever done something and you go, I knew that was wrong, but I was compelled? Maybe you eat too much, right? You like to eat. And you know I need to stop, but you don't stop. You know it. Or you're a gambler and you go, I'm only going to gamble $100. We go to the casino, I'm going to gamble $100. And $500 later, you can't make your rent payment, right? What? Right. There's something. I'm telling you. I'm trying to get you into the psychosis of the left. They knew this guy was lying. You could not listen to this story and not have doubts. But yet, Kamala Harris, Corey, this is a modern-day lynching. I can't believe that we live in 2019 and they would do this to people. People that were saying, Don Lemon actually said, I respect Robin Roberts. And let me tell you, I have zero respect for a journalist who didn't cry foul over this story. Who didn't say, Jesse, look, this doesn't look very good for you. She never challenged this dude when he sat there giving. By the way, the Oscars are coming up. I suggest Jesse because he earned it. He doesn't have a job anymore. He earned it. I don't know if you want my opinion. Lefties out there, go take it to the Academy. But you want to talk about a movie? This was a made-for-America melodrama that didn't even have to have the expense of Hollywood. It had all the media with it. Hollywood could just take the clips of everything Jussie Smollett said and make a film, which, by the way, it's actually kind of a cool idea. You know, is we do some background stuff anyway, I'm thinking out loud. But the point is, they're hurt. They're butt hurt. But they're not butt hurt over what you think they're butt hurt. They're butt hurt over the idea that they knew what they knew it was a lie. They bought into it because they felt compelled. They were drawn to it like a moth to a flame. You know, and they got too close and, you know, or a fly to one of those bug zappers that may be more fitting. So they got too close and they got zapped. And it zapped them back into reality. And the reality is, holy crap, are we so delusional about getting Donald Trump, about believing the fake news narratives that we've created, that we no longer listen to reason? That's what they're having to come to grips with. Oh, yeah, you heard it here. Kevin Jackson broke it down for you. But what else did I tell you? I said, well, how does Jussie get out of this? Because Don Lemon says to him, Jussie, you need to just confess. You need to say what it is. And what did he do? Let me tell you what Jussie Smollett did. When all the evidence was against him, he still says, read this note. This is what Cuomo and Don Lemon were talking about when I played earlier in the broadcast. They were like, You're busted, dude. What are you doing making your lawyers read this stupid statement? You know, the lawyers had to be going, Jussie, seriously? So they're lampooning it. I told you, Charles Barkley laughing at this. They were making jokes on this on ESPN. But then Jussie goes to the set of Empire. I was going to say umpire because black people call empires umpire. Yeah. Anyway, so he goes to the set of Empire. Makes his case. Y'all, I really appreciate y'all hanging in there with me. I did not do this. I don't know who they're talking about. And this, that, and the other. So they said, well, hey, all's good. Fox says, no, we're not writing him out of the side of the series. As they scramble to write him out of the series. Then we find out, okay, he's out of the last two episodes that he was in. They've rewritten that. And then, from what I hear, I don't know if it's completely true, but he's fired. So now he's out. But he defied, I'm innocent and we're going to get to the bottom of this. And I heard the cast was like, whatever. So he has to leave. Now what? I called it. I said, Smollett's going to say he had a drug problem. Yeah. But see, he didn't have to tell this brother that he had a drug problem. Because let me tell you something. Only a hardcore junkie would think up a scenario like Smollett did and expect to get away with it. You had to be doing crack and crank and heroin and LSD and whatever, Molly, whatever. Give me some more stuff. Come on, y'all know what the drugs are. Yeah. My producers, they know. I know y'all don't do drugs. I'm messing with y'all. Anyway, this story stinks so bad, even black gay people declared, oh, no, he didn't. I mean, they were like, Jussie, we say have a saying, your phone blowing up, they don't mean like a terrorist. But Jussie's phone was blowing up. Dude, Jussie, you got to stop this nonsense. You better quit it. And just, I swear, they beat me up. It was bad. They put that noose around. Jussie, stop it. Stop it. Get some help. This is why I called foul immediately when I saw this. And next I said only a brain dead moron, a.k.a. a Democrat, would believe this nonsensical story. Well, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? It's Trump Day! Yes, all my common sense observations, my superpowers, finally came to light. Chicago PD got to go after the real criminal, Jussie Smollett. And unbelievably, I should say, Smollett continued to profess his innocence. I don't know. It was funny to me when Jussie, you're got, baby. You're got. He pulled a Bill Clinton on us. did not have sexual relations with that Subway sandwich. I don't know what he was thinking. They found the two suspects that cooperated with the Chicago PD. Rope and anthrax note evidence found at the Nigerian co-conspirators' home. Videotape of the Nigerians buying rope and bleach and the MAGA hat or whatever. Check and mate, my friend. But Smollett instructed his attorneys to keep fighting because he wanted that raise on Empire. I guess $65,000 an episode just isn't quite enough when you're trying to make a living in the big city. Meanwhile, what did I tell you? I said Smollett would say that he has a drug problem and needs rehab. And this is what I wrote. I said, tell me it ain't so, Jussie, pleads Milano, speaking of a tweet that Alyssa Milano made. And I said, well, it is so, sister. So now we'll get the installment two of why he did it. But you can bet that Jussie Smollett won't be forthcoming about the reasons why. Like with the media, America will be told there's a bigger lesson we missed in our clamor to get to the lying scumbag. Smollett only wanted to bring light to a problem that existed for decades, blah, blah, blah. But we got the lesson, all right. Smollett has no enemies on the right, so he creates them, and he does this for a reason that most leftists do it, for the money. But in the final installment of why he did it, Smollett will admit to mental problems and vow to go to rehab. I didn't say drugs, but essentially that was it. I'm good. So now we get from the Sun. Smollett told officers he has a drug problem as they arrested him for allegedly staging a racist and homophobic street attack to boost his career. So understand, he's telling the officers I have a drug problem, but instructing his attorneys to say, we're going to fight on. We're going to fight on, man. And if he's convicted with a drug problem, they say it could be a mitigating factor in his circumstances. So, holy mother of good golly, Miss Molly, Smollett was stoned on X and ecstasy. Now we get it, right? Not exactly the mind-bending drugs that would make a person concoct such a farce. But we've reached the predictable point in the evolution of this hate crime against Trump supporters, folks. The signs, something that can explain Trump derangement syndrome. Maybe the president should put less focus on fentanyl and opioids and concentrate on X.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The superintendent, who was interesting for the Chicago police yesterday, talked about how, as a black man, he was left asking why. Why would anyone, especially an African-American man, use the symbolism of a noose to make false accusation if that is, in fact, what happened?
Yeah. You know, I also want to keep in mind that I think Brother Smollett has a drug problem, and so he might not be in full control. He still has to be accountable, but he might not be in full control.
Do you know what the Smollett strategy is? He's going to demean the police. He's going to go after the cops. He's going to say, they set me up, man. This is the system. The system to... Good luck with that. Welcome back, everybody. And then, of course, that's Cornel West. He's being interviewed by Anderson Cooper, and he says, brother got a drug problem. You can't forgive it, but you got to understand, it was mitigating circumstances. Can we all use that excuse? It's always mitigating circumstances. I mean, that's what makes you do the wrong thing. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I should say welcome back. Thanks for being a part of this. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So we've got the drug problems of Smollett. And he admitted this to the cops. He says, look, I'm high on ecstasy, which I find really funny. Because one of my buddies, he's passed away, but his name is Mikey. He's like a brother to me, and Mike tried every drug on the planet. And he would tell me, he says, you know what X does, Kevin? I go, no, I have no idea. I've never done it. He goes, it makes you very sensual. And I went, really? He goes, yeah. He goes, like, you'll be sitting next to somebody, and you just, like, want to, he goes, you want to be touchy-feely. And I go, that could be dangerous, you know, because, like, you could be want to be touchy-feely with a dude, and you never really want to be. He goes, you know, because the only way I could describe it is it's this euphoric feeling where you just feel like a little kid, and he goes, you want to touch things, you know, like, and he goes, I call it a sensual drug. Not sexual, sensual. And I was like, okay. So he's like, you'll want to just rub things and rub people if they're beside you. And I go, that's just too, see, I don't want to be freaked out like that. I don't want to even be around somebody who just wants to rub on me, you know, unless I want them to. But don't be coming over and, ooh, I like your head, you know, no. So it isn't a hallucinogenic drug in one sense. It's a drug that makes you feel euphoric. And in his euphoria, they want us to believe that Smollett planned this attack. He concocted an attack with the Jamaican guys to blame it on Trump people in euphoria. Even in his euphoria, you would think he would want to love Trump people. Love us. And I don't even think of it as Trump people, but you get what I'm saying. Oh, my gosh. So that, yeah, Cornel West says it's a drug issue. I don't believe it to be a drug issue. That I told you guys, this is the next phase, is you have to blame it on something and then be able to go into rehab. But the Smollett stuff doesn't, which by the way is a funny meme of John Stamos, and it says, he played Jesse on some sitcom, and they say, when I heard somebody say Jesse Smollett, I thought they were talking about Jesse's mullet, because Stamos has a mullet haircut. Oh, man, I bet Stamos wishes he could take that back. Still a good-looking guy. Anyway, so I love the fallout of everything around it. And you guys have heard me talk about it. The actual idea that the left are reeling. They're looking for something now. They have to find something that, you know, they can cling on to, because they believed in Jesse wrongfully. They jumped to conclusions. They wanted to believe these people existed. And then the people that were beating him up, the white guys that watched Empire and knew he was black and gay, that beat him up, they wanted that to be so real that they jumped to conclusions. And now they've seen that they're the ones who jumped to conclusions. Who jumped to conclusions on Michael Brown? The left. Who jumps to conclusions every time some black dude or black woman is hurt or killed by cops? Black people and leftists. I mean, we don't jump to conclusion. When the Michael Brown thing happened, just as an aside, the first thing I said was, how about we wait and understand all the evidence? Nope. Didn't want to do that. Got to jump to conclusions. So they're the ones that jump to conclusions, and they did it. And then the outcome and the fallout is people now sympathize with us. They're going, man, maybe those people have a, you know, they got a reason to be, you know, upset. To be called, classified, put into the same, you know, box of the deplorables or whatever they want to think about. Which, for the record, there are very few deplorables on the conservative side. There's a ton of deplorables on the left. They call you what they are. Remember my lesson. I've told you that. So, I talked about it earlier. I said it's bad week, bad month, bad year, soon to be bad decade for the Democrats. And one of the fallouts of this whole Smollett thing has been Kamala Harris. Senator Kamala Harris, who never should have been a senator, never should have been an AG, to be honest with you. The Attorney General of the state of California, who put black men in prison for the wrong reason. I mean, did all kinds of things. Wanted to put the parents of truant kids in jail for what their kids are doing. Single moms that can't watch their kids. We're going to go to jail. I'm going to put their kids in jail, their parents in jail. Now, look, I understand her rationale. She wants them to be better parents. But sometimes, you know what? Being a better parent means making better choices. How about you have a two-parent household, so on and so forth. they don't think about what it takes to make families and what would solve these problems. And so anyway, the fallout, part of the fallout has been these presidential candidates. I told you, Cory Booker, modern day lynching, orchestrated with Kamala Harris, modern day lynching. Why did they use the noose? Why did Smollett choose the noose? And now there's this conspiracy theory that Smollett and Kamala Harris were in cahoots on this. They knew this was going to happen, and so they would, you know, they would call it a modern day lynching with the rope, because I'm just saying it's too convenient that the two black folks in Congress would use the same terminology, and they would have the rope, you know, as the symbolism. And of course, Cornel West, who Cooper, Anderson Cooper, asked him point blank, what do you think about the Chicago PD talking about the symbolism of the... he didn't even talk about it. He dismissed it. You want to know why they dismissed it? Why he dismissed it and why they always dismiss it? Because they hearken back to the days of slavery and to the lack of civil rights, etc. And when it's found out to be not just a hoax that you hear about locally, like some kid that puts a noose on their dorm door and claims that somebody's threatening them, but when it reaches national proportions, and then they have to be, they're made to realize they use these things to lie consistently, then they don't want to talk about it. Yeah. Oh, no. Let's not talk about it now. So what Smollett did was no favor to Kamala Harris, because now she's got to deal with this. She's running from the press. What do you think about Jesse Smollett? She's running from it. Now, you know what her defense is? Well, there's a lot of hate crime. Look at the statistics on hate. That has nothing to do with you jumping to conclusions about Jesse Smollett. What do you think now about what you said in the modern day lynching? And of course, as I said, the rationale is it still goes on. Well, show me where there's a lynching. Show me. Show me why you want to waste our time. So now she needs money for a presidential run. We talked about the other day. She's got to raise, you know, $5-10 million or whatever. It's a big amount. $50 to $100 million just to get to Iowa. Trust me when I tell you, the number has gone down considerably in terms of her donations. I already told you about Elizabeth Warren. She's the least, has the least ability to raise money right now of any of the candidates. And let me tell you partially why that is. None of them can rely on Hillary Clinton. She's no longer the money raiser that she used to be. And even if she were, she wouldn't be helping them, because she still thinks she's got an outside chance. Yeah, Hillary, as I would say to you, fat chance. So there was a conspiracy that Harris may have worked with Smollett and a host of other things. So what does she have to do? She's got to deflect. Well, there's still all this other crime. But then she deflected by saying, we need reparations for black people. And normally these types of things work. But the problem with Kamala Harris is they found out she is a descendant of slave owners. That's right. Kamala Harris, according to her father, her great-grandmother was a Jamaican slave plantation owner who founded the city of Brownstown, Jamaica. And in the article, they read direct quotes from her. There is no backing away from this. So I just want you to understand the irony here, people. Kamala Harris has backed every wrong piece of legislation on the planet. She backed a fraud, Jesse Smollett, and talked about the idea that he's being lynched in America when he's lynching himself, okay? And then, in order to deflect, she still talks about, oh, there's a lot of things going on with gays and blacks or whatever, and you know what? Let's look over here. We need reparations for black folks. And then it turns out, in the biggest fit of irony, that if reparations need to be paid, her family needs to pay it. She needs to pay it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.